Daily Devotional Preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. Romans chapter 1 and verse 20. For since the beginning of the world, the invisible attributes of God, his eternal power and deity, have been plainly discernible through things which he has made and which are commonly seen and known. That jar of honey in your pantry exists only because tens of thousands of bees flew some 112,000 miles in relentless pursuit of nectar, gathering from 4.5 million flowers. And each one of those bees, by the time they died, they live for all of 6 weeks during the honey-making season, had flown about 500 miles in 20 days outside the hive. And as these bees were frying themselves to death, production inside the hive continued with stupendous efficiency. A bee brings nectar into the hive, carried tidily in the honey stomach. The bee is greeted by a younger receiver bee who relieves the bee of its load, and the receiver bee deposits nectar into a cell, reducing its water content and raising its sugar level by fanning it with their wings and then regurgitating it up 200 times. And in doing so, killing lots of microbes, making the honey pure. The bees surround the cell and fan it with their wings 25,000 times or so, turning the nectar into honey. The beekeeper, Holly Bishop, puts it like this: every gulp of raw honey is a distinct, unique, unadulterated medley of plant flavour, a sweet, condensed garden in your mouth. To know the creation and to know who created it, to be a Christian and to know God's Spirit within you and to know that this is the Creator God, to read God's Word and see the purpose behind creation, is like seeing the world around you, sitting in the garden maybe, and drinking or eating some of that honey, drinking it in tea, eating it in a sandwich, however you enjoy your honey. You can taste in that a little dollop of the essence of the garden. And in praying and looking at the world around you, you can receive a little dollop of the essence of God's creation. And to know him, to know Jesus, to know God the Father, the Creator, through Jesus Christ, is to know the power and the purpose behind the universe. Colossians 1 verse 16 says, through him, that is through Christ, and for him were created power and dominion and ownership and authority. To know the Creator of the universe, to know Jesus Christ, is to get that little essence, that flavour of what it is simply all about. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to petertimothycooper.com. And thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.